the rupa dhatu is also the visible object dhatu.
I think that instead of thinking about what you read from the book, what about now? Should we say that it is chakkhu vijnana dhatu, or understanding that seeing now is dhatu, no matter what it's called? Because everything is a dhatu. So at this moment of seeing, seeing is dhatu, directly to that which sees as a reality which is not self, only dhatu. Instead of saying chakkhu vijnana dhatu and so on, now at moment of seeing right now, and vitakka is there, not go astray to other object, but at this moment of seeing is the seeing which sees, and beginning to understand seeing as just an element of dhatu, different from hearing, because hearing is another dhatu. And at moment of saying that sota vijnana dhatu, instead of thinking about whether how many vijnana dhatus are there, at moment of hearing right now, hearing that which experiences sound is a dhatu. And the sound is also a dhatu. All are dhatus, not in the book, but now. This is the way to understand reality as it is, that each moment is the arising and falling away of dhatu. Just like what we said yesterday, whatever is seen is to be forgotten. And it's forgotten now already, because other moment is other object, alternately, all the time. Otherwise, there is no way to become detachment from clinging to the idea of self, because it has to be right understanding of only an object at a time, especially when it appears, not at moment of thinking or reciting that is such and such, while whatever arises now is not unknown as dhatu. So dhatu is this moment of seeing, touching, thinking. What rupa is dhatu now? See, what rupa is dhatu now?
Tangible object.
Yes, you call it tangible object, but there are three kinds of rupa which are tangible object. What is one?
Hardness.
Yeah, see, at this moment of hardness appearing, instead of thinking about tangible object, it's hard, only hard, at that moment. Heart is heart. Nobody can change hardness into something different. And it's time to understand that hardness is an element, because its characteristic is that which is an element. We don't have to call it element, but it cannot be anything else except hardness right at that moment. So one learns to understand dhatu at moment when it appears. Hardness, if you would say, is an element. But actually, when it's experienced, no thinking about it, whether it's dhatu or not dhatu. Right? It's hard. What else is the rupa which is dhatu right now?
A sound.
Okay.
Yeah, what else?
At that moment?
Yeah.
This is the development of understanding into to become vipassana, jnana, right understanding, which is clear comprehension of a reality which now appears, just now appears. Otherwise, it's covered up by words and thoughts and many thinking. So what is seen now? Tattu, again. See, a reality which nobody can change at all. That's why one begins to understand dhatu when dhatu appears, to know that everything is dhatu. All are dhatus, different dhatus. Can it be counted how many are there dhatus?
There's no time to count.
no time to count, and so many that is uncountable, 100,000 or beyond any word, much more than we think, because each one arises and passes away all the time, never come back. So how many tattoos are there? You call it Dhamma Tattu, but in reality, why do you call it Dhamma Tattu? If it's not called Dhamma Tattu, is it now? And which one is Dhamma Tattu now?
Other than visible object and seeing.
Is that?
Other, yeah.
Is that?
It's thinking and...
No, because you see that in terms of the 18 types of tattu, is the visible object Dhamma Tattu?
No.
In the absolute sense, everything is tattu, right? But when we classify all tattus by way of 18 types, we have to understand the difference between all 18. For example, visible object is different from other objects. It's that which is seen. See now, to study, to know that it's a kind of tattu, not sada tattu, not sound, not kanda tattu, not smell, odor, not tangible object, not potapa tattu. So how different it is, just this moment of seeing is conditioned by many conditions like karma. It's time to see. But that's the way to just remember the word. But the understanding of rupa tattu is the understanding of why it is a particular tattu. Not like other dhamma tattu. Because without seeing, it cannot be seen. See? No one can imagine the reality which is seen right now as this. Only whenever there is seeing, it can be seen. So it's a special kind of rupa which can be seen. Even it's there with the Mahabhuta rupas, but it's not Mahabhuta rupas. And Mahabhuta rupas cannot be seen. Only this which can be seen. So it's like a special rupa, not the same as other rupa, different ones. That's why it is a tattu. So we learn to understand the amazing realities like rupa tattu, visible object is one. We were born here, no, I mean this world, not this particular place. Why such reality could be born in just this? And we think or imagine about other places like heavens and Rupa Brahma planes. But only this, how come? To be just seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, whatever appears in this world. They are all dhatus. This is the way to understand dhatu as not self. Otherwise, I know tattu, I know what it's called, but not understanding the reality which is tattu, as tattu. Only then, which is conditioned, nobody can change its characteristic. It arises and appears just to be clung to and then never come back at all, just to be forgotten. This is the understanding of Dhamma, the teachings which will lead to detachment from ignorance and clinging. Because whenever there is ignorance, there is clinging for sure, not understanding the true nature of realities as it is now, arising and falling away. Otherwise, it's useless to study the teachings when there is no understanding of whatever appears as it is. Is it true? Can it be the noble truth? Ariya Satya. Because the Vajra Satya will lead to Jnana Satya and it will lead to Makka Satya. Otherwise, it cannot lead to understanding the true nature of reality while one just reads with the idea of something like I'm reading. But there should be understanding of whatever word one comes across. Like Dhamma, see, everything. It indicates that there is no understanding of Dhamma yet. Just listen and heard the word Dhamma. So even the understanding of what Dhamma can grow, develop from moment to moment. Otherwise, no development of understanding, even how much one read or think about it. Are you studying Dhamma or book?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Satya Parami, yeah, to be truthful. And can Panya know the difference between the intellectual understanding and the direct understanding and the realization of reality, which is different stages? Without the intellectual understanding, can be any moment as direct understanding. Without intellectual understanding, is it possible to have direct understanding? Some people think that it's possible. Say, so they neglect studying the teachings. Or they think that by reading they can understand the teaching, but actually it has to be great considering to really understand the anatta-ness of whatever appears. As it is, like visible object, it's easy to say visible object is seen, but is it true? Not yet, until Panya develops. And this is the development of right understanding together with reading or an intellectual understanding. That's why the three rounds, the Satyayana, Kichayana, and Katayana, must be about all four satyas, not just one. The Satyayana of the Dukkha Ariya Satya, Satyayana of Samuthaya Ariya Satya, Satyayana of Dukkha Nirodha, Ariya Satya, and Satyayana of the path leading to Makka Satya, realization. It has to be Satyayana, so deeply rooted understanding to be Jnana. So one knows where one is at this moment. Where are you? Where are you now? What level?
Very little.
Very little, yeah. Until there is more and more understanding of what is taught by the Buddha himself. Otherwise, one estimates the virtues of Buddha. It's like anyone can understand as soon as one just read it. But actually it's not like that at all. What is object right now, or what is tattoo right now? See?
Animita.
Pardon?
Animita.
Nimitta?
Yes.
Thinking about it. And that can be understanding. To begin to see that one is always in the world of nimitta. Just the cover of the realities which is behind the cover. citta cetasikas arising and falling away, performing their functions all the time. Who knows that? Because what is seen is only people and things, an idea.
I think earlier you were saying that visible object is a special rupa or special dhatu. I'm not sure which.
Different from atirupa, which can be seen. And in a day, there are many moments experiencing visible object without any understanding. So how much in a day ignorance is added each time there is seeing, not knowing the truth that it's just that which can be seen. To be forgotten as well. Otherwise, one could recognize or remember previous moment or previous lives. But what is remembered is only nimitta, an idea of self. So, not ever enough at all to develop understanding. Until panya arises with detachment, learning to understand how much one gets from reading about whatever appears.
But it's gone.
Certainly. And how can one know that it's gone? How can there be right understanding that it's gone?
Other things already appear.
When there is awareness of our reality, only that, panya can see the arising and falling away of that particular one of which awareness is right then. So, from intellectual understanding, it can condition moment of right awareness directly. So panya sees that it's different from just thinking or understanding intellectually. Even if so very little, but it's there. The difference is there. Otherwise, there's no development of direct understanding at all. It takes time. So one can understand the parami, satya, adhidhana, satyayana of the Four Noble Truths, not of other things. That now it arises and falls away is dukkha. So if one turns away, or vitaka turns one away from this moment, how can there be the direct understanding of just that which just appears and disappears in split seconds? What is left is nimitta, but that can be known of the Paramada Dhamma, because without Paramada Dhamma, there is no nimitta at all. Detachment, not attachment to wanting to experience the Ariya Satya. But where is the understanding at all with detachment? Because with attachment, the four Ariya Satya cannot be realized at all. Even right now it's like that, see? So it's only panya which can understand that. Not now, but little by little, and finally it can penetrate the truth of whatever appears as it is. So it needs panya, only panya, so one can know that even panya is not I, it's not self. It's not I have panya, so I can do this or I can realize that. That is not understanding. Who's Vanya? No one. Tamata. Tamata too. Or is, can it be Manothatu? Seven Vinyana Thatu. The rest are not Chitta. There are Chetasika and Rupa, Nibbana.
What is vijnana? What is vijnana itself? What is vijnana itself?
Is this vijnana?
No.
Why not?
That appears because of vijnana.
Why can't it be vijnana?
I don't know.
It can. Yeah. It cannot experience. It cannot do anything at all. So vijnana, which is citta, not cetasika. Citta is different from all cetasikas. That's why when we talk about the nama dhatu, there can be 52 including citta, because citta is different from cetasikas. That which is the faculty of experiencing an object right now. And like now, seeing, see. We don't talk about parsa, vetana, sanya, cetana, ekakata, chivitindriya, because it sees now. What can be known is that there is seeing. Why we call that seeing? Because it sees. It sees what? It sees whatever which can be seen. And it arises by conditions. The amazing world of citta, cetasika, and rupa is that even the rupa cannot be that which can experience anything. It arises by conditions. Nobody can change its characteristic like visible object. No matter who sees it or not, it cannot be hardness, softness, or any other rupa at all. And think about while one is fast asleep, nothing appears. How come the moment of seeing, see? That which now appears, how come to appear? Very amazing, all dhammas. So that's why visible object is a special or what you call extra or extraordinary or whatever. Which is quite different from other objects, that which is seen.
Vano is actually also rupa, and it's one of the eight inseparables. Right. So it arises with every single rupa.
In every kalapa.
Every kalapa. Yes. And visible object and sound are the two remote objects. So it seems to me they must be stronger in some way to dominate experience.
I think that that's just the explanation to understand different tattoos, like the visible object and sound are the tattoo which...
The tangible ones you have to actually have physical contact, but visible object can become an object of
when
experience.
It's far, remote,
it's far away,
right.
Even far away.
So each one has its own characteristic.
So sound and visible objects seem to dominate over other things. I don't know, maybe just by thinking.
It is how it can be experienced. Okay.
Most commonly experienced. And visible object most commonly experienced of all rupas.
We have the most chance. I mean, there's the most chance. It's with every kalapa. Sound is not with every kalapa.
I don't think
well,
that.
Sound is with every kalapa too.
But that requires direct
nutritive
contact.
Essence is with every kalapa, but that doesn't mean it's experienced.
No, it's because it's one of the contact, direct contact rupas. visible object is a remote object. And I've been trying to understand why we have both remote and near.
It's just the nature of reality. Yes. For instance, if we try to find out what is the visible object, it's not like moment when it is experienced. And by knowing that, if for other realities or objects like tangible object, it has to contact.
Yes.
But if the visible object is close to the eye base, it cannot be seen.
Right.
So just to see the difference between even the objects of the five Dharmas. Only then to know and detach from clinging, whatever appears is just that which can be seen no matter how far it is, like the sun and the moon and the stars. And whatever appears now, exactly the same, that which can be seen.
You just said that if visible object is close to the eye base, it can't be seen.
Can you see?
Can I see?
Yes.
Can you see your own eye?
Yes. I can't see my spectacles.
No, that is...
That's still pretty
far
away.
Far away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are dead. They appear. Mm-hmm. That's the meaning of the ayatana when they appear. Not like they are far or near. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, but this was just an example of it's very close, it can't be seen. But Paina's point was that she thinks that visible object or sound appear more often because they are the rupas which don't need direct contact. So can we say this?
I have no idea about that because it's only a moment of experiencing by conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when, for example, now you're offering the gift of Dharma and actually in terms of Paramatta Dharmas, it's sounds that are being given, are being offered, and it depends at this moment for the listeners, it depends on karma, whether there are conditions to hear that sound or another sound at this moment. But even if there are conditions by karma to hear the sound that is just heard at this moment, it cannot be the sound that, because the sound that you have offered has fallen away completely. So what are there conditions by karma to hear at that moment? It cannot be the same sound.
Is sound the same sound or different sound at each moment of hearing?
At each moment of hearing, it's different sound, and it depends completely on conditions, whether it's the sound conditioned by karma
and
or the sound.
How can we know which karma conditioned hearing right now?
No, we cannot know. These sounds at this moment, we cannot know by karma which sound is heard or...
So what is your question?
So the question is whether the sound that is heard, when you speak about Dharma and you offer these sounds in absolute reality, and there are conditions by karma to
the
hear sound.
Conditioned by karma or what?
The hearing of
the
that
hearing,
sound
yeah.
is conditioned by karma. So the sound that is heard, conditioned by karma, is
the
it the same?
Or the hearing?
The hearing is conditioned by karma to hear that sound. So can one say it is the same sound spoken?
Hearing is conditioned by karma.
Yes.
No matter what is the sound.
Yes, no, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So a person who can't understand the language still hears the sound.
Yes.
But there's no Dhamma involved for
I know,
that person.
But my question is whether the sounds heard at that moment when you speak or when Jonathan speaks, mm-hmm. Whether it's the same sound that there were conditions for you to give or to utter by Vajjivinyati.
sound arises and it goes far by sound wave, something like that. We don't have to think about that condition, the hardness and softness, each moment to condition sound. But whenever sound is heard, it's that particular one.
So the sound that is heard originates from the speaker.
Right, by Chitta in that case. Yeah.
That one, because that one falls away before anyone can hear.
Can't be the same one.
So when we think that we hear the sound of your voice or the sound of Dharma, but actually it cannot be same sound because they fall away, the kalapas with the sound fall away so quickly.
Right.
Is that what it means in the Visuddhi Magma? Is that several rounds have occurred? I didn't know what that meant, but I thought it meant rupa conditioning, additional rupa. There's rounds in terms of hearing at a distance.
There's no time to think about it at moment of hearing.
All one can say at that moment is that my karma pachya hearing hears sound, and the sound that is heard is either sound conditioned by citta or...
It doesn't matter at all, yeah? Because sound cannot
see. You just said, though, that the sound conditioned by the citta of the speaker has fallen away before anyone can hear it.
Right.
And that's when in the Visuddhimagga it says several rounds have occurred. And that means to me additional conditions.
That the Uttu can condition.
Continuing the sound by conditions.
Right. I think, does it give the example of an echo or something?
Faster than that.
Close to physics.
Right, so it depends on the
mind. Because that can be changed, but reality cannot be changed. All the theory about that can be learned and straight and changed. But reality, the absolute reality, cannot be changed.
The reason I asked was because I wrote something about offering a sound or visible object in terms of Paramattha Dharmas, and I was asked how a sound can actually be
but
given.
But you
to
see
someone.
That it's citta, the kusala citta, which conditioned that sound.
Exactly.